And welcome to the Sweet Feathery Jesus Podcast. It's another episode where we discuss a little bit of everything, and this time we're talking about music. Booze, you started, I know, a thread on just the songs that we hate. By the way, the people joining us are Booze, Dr. P, and the Sat.
Hello.
Welcome to all of you.
Hello.
What up, Doug?
Hello.
All right. So we're talking about really bad music, music that just drives us all up the wall. And we got a really good start on the thread that you created, Booze. And there's some really good entries in there. Does anybody particularly want to start?
Love Shack.
Love Shack.
I fucking hate Love Shack.
That song.
Yeah, so do I.
That song sucks so hard.
No, it's not so bad.
You know what I hate about that song? They're like whooping and hollering in the background while they're singing the music. You can hear,
Oh, it's,
yeah, they're celebrating.
They're having fun. Yeah.
Yeah, they're celebrating.
It's horrible, is what
I
it
think
is.
It's, Dr. Like, P, you're only saying that because you can do a pretty good Fred Schneider impression, I'm pretty certain.
In fact, I can.
You're not a million miles away from him. Voice wise.
Oh my God.
And take me on back to the Love Shack. I don't know. This is close as I can get.
That's not bad.
That was pretty good, P. Thanks, man. Do it again.
Okay. The first thing I thought of when the thread started was that Mosque at Ground Zero song.
Get up, get down, Mosque at Ground Zero. Oh, yeah.
Heard that yet?
No, I haven't heard that box.
It's god awful. It is horrendous. Besides the fact it's just one of those stupid patriotic country songs, it's bad. I mean,
is there an eagle in there somewhere?
I'm sure in the music
video there has to be. By a Muslim.
You know, this actually could bring up a whole secondary topic of just entire genres of music that you just can't dig on. And modern country music is terrible. I kind of like some of the older stuff, the Outlaw stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. It's great.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, there was some good stuff up until, I guess, this late 70s, maybe.
Yeah.
But then after that,
fucking. Oh, man.
It turned into radio pop with just a country twang and a voice that sounded country.
That's all it is.
That man, he shows me, I just want to go jump off a bridge. And any sub-bridge with water, like an overpass, so I can land hard on the concrete.
Oh, yeah, it's just terrible. Now, one that was mentioned that brought up, I think pretty much everybody agrees on this. I don't know how it became a hit, but Melon brought up...
We built this city on rock and roll.
And that what happened to Grace Slick? Because she used to be a pretty cool chick back in the 60s, and then all of a sudden... In the 80s, there she is, looking like a, you know, fright wig on.
The White Rabbit, when she sang The White Rabbit, that was when they were good. And then they turned, like, they got, like, some music executive, like, brainwashed them or something. Pulled, like, a Jedi mind trick on them and fucked them all up. And their music became, like, horrible.
Well, whoever did that should be sent to Guantanamo Bay because... That song is capital punishment worthy.
Was right?
But you know, it must have been.
What was that one?
What's that?
Was that in the movie Mannequin? Remember that?
I don't know.
What was it? Andrew McCarthy?
The one, no, that was.
Oh, that's worse. I think that's worse.
Yeah.
How many copies?
What's that, Sav?
Wasn't Arsenio Hall that movie, or some Arsenio Hall look alike?
They all look like him to me.
It wasn't Arsenio Hall, but it was the black dude from Designing Women.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many copies do you think We Built This City sold, though? I mean, it had to be a platinum single. Had to be.
I don't know.
It couldn't be just radio play, could it?
It could.
Because it was always on. It was always on the radio.
Yeah, the same idea as well.
Really?
We always change over the words when the song came on, and we'd be...
Oh, we felt this, Teddy. I didn't know.
Didn't say that. I mean, I don't think it was any original concept, but it was. It made the song more bearable to say, this song is shitty instead of we built this city.
There's they on Opie and Anthony, they play a parody of it that somebody recorded called My Dick's All Shitty.
Oh yeah, from your asshole.
Yeah.
So, and they sing it with heart too.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. That's a great song. Anybody have songs they hated when they were a little kid? Because I thought of three that used to just freak me out. I hated so bad. And I know This Old Man drove you crazy once, and I've never let go. But,
God.
Were there ever songs that were either on the radio or kid songs that just made you go mental?
No,
I don't think I had
any taste when I was a kid. I don't think
Disco Duck?
No, you see, here's the problem, P. It's mm-hmm. one of the worst days of my life. I was in high school. And somehow, the kid song, This Old Man, got stuck in my head. I've never forgotten that day, because it was the worst day of my life. It was the absolute most horrible day I've ever experienced because of that song.
You didn't you put on literally music out the lyrics, did you?
You start playing knack-knack on stuff?
Oh, God. It's just, it's cringing to say.
On his knee or something, and I mean, what exactly happened?
I don't know what prompted it, but for some reason, I was just, it started first thing in the morning. You know how these things, like, you get a song stuck in your head, and all of a sudden, I just got this old man, he played. I was like, why is this in my head? I couldn't get it out, and it just made the day absolutely miserable.
I bet your brother probably played it by your bed all night long or something.
Well, yeah, you know, I did become an older brother, or at least half brother, you know, around that time. So maybe it is something that carried over from my.
Sang it in his sleep and couldn't stop.
Or like he had it on like a tape or something. Who knows?
But, Fisher Price.
A song that I hated when it wasn't quite when I was a little kid. It was kind of like right as I was rolling out of little kiddom, but. It was that goddamn.
Come a chameleon.
I always got stuck in my head, and what I hated about it was Boy George was just this big lumbering like meathead fruit who, he was kind of like popish, but that song had like this stupid like bluegrass kind of twang to it, but it was all phony and fake, right? And they were trying to like. You know, they're all down here at the beginning, and then, you know, it's a fruity voice.
It had a sick harmonica in it, though. Whoever played harmonica in that, I played that instrument, was so good.
Yeah, well, I thought it was so gay, the whole song. I hated it, and it got stuck in my head. Now, that's what I
hated. Why would you think that was gay, Sav? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a little culture club, dude.
What signifiers are doing that to point to world gayness?
I didn't know the fucking motherfucker was gay, but I inherently knew the song was gay. Before I even knew what gay was, that's how gay this song was.
It is a pretty gay song.
But if there was a song... When you're a kid, you don't know what songs are shit.
No, right? And then you really don't.
Yeah, but
gradually you grow out of that. But some people don't, and that's why you know, We Built This City got to number one for 20 weeks.
Yeah.
That's it.
There was a song during the disco era when I was little, and I don't know the name, but at one point, and surely, Lee, you'll remember, I don't know, Jeff or Belasco, you're maybe – too young for it, but there was a lyric that went yowza, yowza, yowza.
What was that from? Because I know that Axl Rose did it on the end of something.
Okay, it was a huge popular song, and probably I was really little. It was probably 77, 78. And if you ever see the American Bandstand where that song is played live, there's this happy faggot dancing around with a T-shirt that says yowza on it. I swear to God, I'll never forget that.
I want to get one of those T-shirts. That'd be great.
As a kid, it drove me insane. I would hurt myself to get to the radio to turn it off. And there were several MTV hits like that too.
I can't
Ghostbusters.
I can't think of any particular songs I hated as a kid. Unfortunately, what happened to me was most of the stuff that I heard as a kid got stuck in my head, and I was able to remember it and have some kind of nostalgia for it later on. Unfortunately,
yeah. Well, that's the thing that happens as well. I think
I had this that song by UB40. I think I was 14 when that song came out, and I hated that song for the life of me. And then, like 10 years later, I had that nostalgia, and I'm like having to like snap myself out of it. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? And I finally, and I got back to reality again. That I hated that song, and then I liked it for like a year. And I went and you know got a counselor, got a shrink to help me through it, and everything's back to normal again.
Well, that's what this 80s revival is. Have you noticed, like, most of the people getting on this 80s bandwagon are way too young to remember the 80s?
Yeah, I was there. Because, I remember how bad it was, but yeah, there's still that horrible nostalgia.
Imagine when you get the 90s revival.
Oh, God.
And then the music in the 90s was way worse, in my opinion.
It was. The 90s,
I've got a lot of 90s songs.
Especially the late 90s, maybe the single worst era of music ever.
Yeah, no doubt.
Susudio, Don't Lose My Number, Invisible Touch, Easy Lover, Mama. Yeah, you got a point.
Fuck you.
Dude, I do hate it that bad, though. I really do. Oh, God. Especially Mama.
Mama's great.
Ha ha.
Yeah, and then he goes into his Motown medley and fucking ruins it.
Oh, yeah, don't bring that one up. Oh, man. You know, if there's one song I have to admit that I just really despise, and I think it's an early 80s or a late 70s song. And it's one of those that I've just been worn down by it because it just keeps being played. Tom Petty's Refugee. If I never hear that again, I'll be all right. That gets played on classic rock stations almost every hour, I would think.
So I don't like anything about classic rock.
You don't like Tom Petty at all?
No, I can't stand any of his songs.
Really?
I like him.
Between that and the other one, I can't. Most everybody hates the song, too.
This park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
What version?
The Richard Harris version.
I like it.
You do? I'm sure. You tell me you're kidding.
I can't get enough.
It's pretty good.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Go ahead, Sav.
Are there?
Sav, what are you on, the football phone?
Yeah, shoe phone. Sports Illustrated tennis shoe phone.
I'm on my Moby.
You might want to upgrade that.
Banana phone. Your phone sucks. Now we're going to make fun of it like it was heaps.
Oh. Hey, talking about the 90s, I think a lot of the songs I've picked are from the 90s. And the most fucking hateful song I can think of is that Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh.
You know, Deep Blue Something?
Wait, how's it? What song?
Oh, goodness.
No, isn't what is it? I don't.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. You what?
Talking to the lasers.
Take your head out of the water.
Oh, no.
The satellite's gone down. That's what's happened. We've lost the satellite link to the Sav phone. Yeah, if you don't recall it, Dr. P. This is the chorus, right?
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think.
that's the fucking chorus of the song.
Wow.
And it was a gigantic
hit.
Yeah,
and that's one thing we
got. There was
no
melody either.
It was terrible.
Didn't that song come out in the 80s, though, and it just got revived in the 90s?
It was mid to late 90s. I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I'm thinking of that damn goddamn song by Susanna Vega that keeps getting revived every 10 years.
Oh, God.
Susanna Vega. You know which one I'm talking about? I hate that song. Yeah, that one. Yeah, and, like, it's seriously, like, a bunch of little posers, like, about once they hit, like, 17, they're like, oh, man. This song is so retro. It's so cool. And then they start asking some asshole DJ to play it. And then it becomes popular again. And then it goes away for another 10 years.
Oh, God.
Do you remember when Journey broke up and Steve Perry went solo?
No.
And he had that old Sherry song?
Oh, Sherry. Oh.
And I hated the beginning of that so bad. You would have the radio on and you should have been gone. No, made you feel and I should have been gone. Should have been gone. And you're just like, oh no.
You're like, you would do anything to turn it down. It was so horrible and it got so much airplay.
He it was. Did.
Steve, oh man,
Steve
it,
Perry,
that and
motherfucker.
The heat is on.
You know what's bad about
back to back.
I forgot.
Journey had like the best songs when they were Journey. And then you find out when you're like, man, Journey, they're like the greatest group ever. And then you go and watch their videos and you're like, because they're all just like the creepiest.
Where the instruments disappear.
Oh, God.
You remember that one where they're playing and suddenly all their instruments disappear and they're airplane instruments? Yeah, that was sweet.
What about
that was one of their biggest hits. What was that song? That was, damn it.
I'm not as big a Journey fan as you.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that's probably as big a Journey fan as Sad. I was like, they had the greatest songs,
cool.
Man.
Dr. P likes Love Shack, so we're even.
So we know now he likes White Rabbit and Journey.
Yeah.
So I don't like music stuff, it was all a sham.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got Journey posts on as well.
Yeah, that's. I should probably mention that one of the reasons why we have the Sav on is because he claims to just really not like music that much anyway. I thought it'd be the worst.
I really pigeonholed myself with that statement because I can't. It's just things about a lot of music that I hate. Like, and a lot of it doesn't even have to do with the songs itself. It has to do with like jerk off coworkers who feel that. That everybody's subjugated to the kind of crap that they want to listen to, and they got to blare it in the office or whatever.
That's the worst.
It's the principle behind the songs more so than the songs themselves.
Well, I can understand that.
That brings me on to a number. We were talking about, is there a genre, a whole genre of music you hate? And I think this qualifies as a genre, and it's the empowered women songs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know the ones.
Oh, you mean like Celine Dion and shit? Because all her shit sucks too.
I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll survive.
I will survive.
He's
Lena
Moore,
the queen of these fucking songs.
I will survive is the anthem of girls.
Oh,
days
with AIDS.
And they're the songs that they sing, like, if you, you know.
Oh, so like that song by Christina Aguilera, like the one, I'm a Survivor, those kind of, that shit.
I'm a Survivor.
Yeah, that's
horrible. Even more
so. Independent Women, again, you know, by that.
Is that Christina Aguilera song where she's talking about how beautiful she is.
Yeah, and there's
I'm going to puke.
Shut up. You know.
But you got I Will Survive, you've got I'm Every Woman.
Oh.
Independent Women, you know, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, all those fuck. The ones that the girls sing like in the clubs and they'll get together and they put their arms around each other and they point
and they shake their hips. Yeah, they hold arms and they shake their hips around.
And they point over to Jesus
horrible.
when there's a pertinent bit comes on, you know, like you all men are fuckers. We don't need you.
It's the same women. Sure, whenever a photo is taken, they pose like Charlie's Angels.
I was say that. God damn it.
That is it. I think on the front, on the cover of Independent Women, they were doing the Charlie's Angels pose.
Surely.
Is that not the worst fucking thing ever, like, that women thought of, is that goddamn Charlie Angels pose?
And only after the remake, too, you know?
Yeah.
No, well, they all do it, like, as if they're the first ones who've ever thought of it.
Nobody did that shit for the show, and the show, the broads they picked for the movies, I know this isn't a movie podcast, but I just gotta say...
But you hate movies,
that's
too.
When it all went downhill. I mean, that's when it all went downhill.
Oh, man.
The great thing about all of
those...
Okay, so
I got a question, guys. What is the... You can't pick rap or country. What is, like, the next worst genre for you guys as far as, like, music? What would you... If you couldn't pick those two, which one would you pick?
Rhythm, R&B. R&B.
Yeah, because it's been bastardized now.
Oh,
what,
God,
R&B
it's horrible
is
now.
Not R&B.
I loved old school R&B. R&B now just sucks a dick.
Yeah,
It's taken as bad a turn, if not worse, than country. Yeah.
Only thing that even comes close to it is modern pop, and it's just like, oh, and just an overall badness. I'm just like, God.
I'd have to say, for me, like, R&B, I didn't even think about the new kind of R&B, but... my first, before somebody brought up R&B, which is brilliant,
that was me.
I was going to say easy listening, because it's just, that goes back to a whole, like, that's all my dad listens to, and I was forced to have to hear this crap for years.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And it was horrible.
My dad has a tendency to like what you called easy listening, and what is known here in America as... smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Kenny
I tell
G
you.
And those assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Awful.
I tell you, an underhated genre is beach music.
I'm glad you said that, because I fucking hate beach music.
It's awful.
What is beach
music? Oh, you mean like, give me an example. I love beach music. I always
have and I always will. I don't know why it exists or who really listens to it, but no, there's a whole genre in it of itself. It's not like Jan and Dean and Beach Boys.
Carolina,
it's just beach.
So not surf.
Yeah.
Surf music.
Surf music's much better.
Beach music, are we talking Jimmy Buffett? Like that sort of music? Or
Jimmy Buffett ranks right up there.
He does, but he would not be classified as beach music.
I think this genre has passed me by. Maybe it's because we haven't really got the weather for beaches over here. We just have rain.
Yeah,
honestly,
you got a big giant white cliff, and that's about it, huh?
It's
it's older people's music. Yeah, it's older people's music too. I mean, whenever people shag to it, that's the type of dancing they do.
Wow.
Yeah, I think any coastal town in the United States it exists, and I always thought of it as older people. Of course, they're probably women younger than me now. But when I was a kid, it was all the rage, and it's never gone away. I cannot remember. There's one big star, and I cannot think of his name, like Tippett or something.
While we're on the subject of easy listening and smooth jazz and whatnot, let me bring up the individual I'd like to napalm directly. That would be Michael McDonald. Okay. We're not in love anymore.
I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. Oh,
that
yes. Oh, hell yes.
Never opens his mouth again.
I'll never veto that one. I hate every part of his voice. Yep.
Every single.
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
You either love his voice.
Yeah, I would like to take a club to his head. That's for sure.
Michael McDonald.
That's like Neil Young as well. I mean, a lot of people don't like Neil Young's voice, and they can't get beyond it. But, you know, I really like Neil Young. So
Keep On Rocking in the Free World may have the worst guitar solo.
Well, I like Neil Young up until about 1990, with the exception of most of the 80s, you know.
That guitar solo, I think it's just like maybe one or two notes through the whole thing.
Well, that's all Neil Young's guitar solos are one or two notes.
Oh, really?
And some would say all his singing is one note, maybe two notes. But it doesn't really matter. When he's good, he's good. And he's been bad a lot as well. And he's very bad when he's bad.
Real quick. So for groups, like, let's go back maybe past 15 years. What's the worst, at least just right off the top of your head, tell me the worst group
like the group you can't stand the most. It has to be a group.
Oasis. Fucking hate Oasis. You guys know Oasis, right?
Oh, yeah, they suck.
Yes. Yeah,
they suck,
and everything they stand for sucks as well.
Limp Bizkit.
Can it be an individual? Can it be an individual a solo artist?
No, it has to be a group. We can do artists next. Individuals next.
No, he's a stickler.
I know.
All time. I really hated everything I ever heard from Cutting Crew.
That's not in within the last 15 years, though.
Okay. Oh, fuck you too.
Really?
Hate them.
Controversial choice.
Yeah, I cannot hear Boner sing a word. It just drives me crazy.
Limp Bizkit.
That's a good one. That's a fucking good one.
I forgot about that
Nookie song. Yeah.
Have you lot ever heard of a group called M People?
M People? No, I haven't.
They're certain groups.
Hey, is Oasis, are they the ones that said that they were, they're the group that said they were bigger than the Beatles right when they got their first hit, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're a bunch of cocksuckers.
But I don't even like the Beatles, but at least I owe them some respect, you know, those assholes are not bigger than the Beatles.
There are bands you don't like that you at least have to owe respect to, like, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not a huge Led Zeppelin fan, but I can at least respect them for the stuff that they actually wrote themselves, which is pretty few and far from what I've been hearing
they
lately.
They stole everything.
But I got to tell you that I don't even know the name of it because I'm not a big fan, but that, I hate that fucking song. What is that song?
Where the plan is just going.
I
know the song.
Oh.
What not the Jamaican?
That's New Kids on the Block, right? Yeah. The right stuff.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hate that fucking song.
But the reason I hate Oasis is because they're the archetypal bands. They came just when like what used to be called indie music was just becoming fashionable and mainstream. And they put it right over the edge. And now there's loads of bands that people who don't really like music like, you know, especially dudes over here. So,
yeah,
like it's geezer rock, you know, and it's things like they all like the same bands. They like Oasis. They like Paul Weller when he's putting on his stupid American
accent. That's why I hate Matchbox 20 so much, because they came out around the same time as Oasis, and they have like that extreme like pop rock, and they think they're cutting edge, but they're just a bunch of posers. They don't even really. I can't even tell you the name of any of their songs, but I hear them all the time. And that dude's voice, I know his voice, and I'm like, oh, it's a shitty Matchbox 20 song. Fuck this.
I want those motherfuckers from Maroon 5 to end up in a Turkish prison.
This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before.
Yes. Yes. Put them there now.
I hate those motherfuckers. God.
Allowed to lick one tip through glass.
They're another group that I hate.
Oh. God damn. Now, what about... Sav, you wanted to ask about particular artists. I already mentioned Michael McDonald, but what are some of the other artists out there?
Phil Collins?
That are just horrible. Can it just be recent or all time?
I would say all time. I mean, you put a limit, 15-year limit on the groups, but yeah, I mean, if you want to go all time, go for it. I'm interested in hearing who people point out.
I got to say, Billy Joel.
Agreed. Not my top one, but he's up there. That's for sure.
I've got a surprisingly soft spot for the Innocent Man album. I'm afraid, so I can't let that one.
I kind of do.
Is Uptown Girl on that one?
That's the only song I don't like off of it.
Okay, I got my top pick, Aaron Neville. Man, I'm sorry. The Tears of the Clown. That song gives me nightmares, man.
You have to realize some of it is Aaron Neville, some of it is that thing on his face.
It's true.
He's turned into a parody of himself because there's a song he did called Hercules, you know, way back, that's pretty good. So I can't let that one go either. It's got to be like everything they've ever made is awful.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's horrible. That voice and just the whole that alien life form on his forehead or cheek or wherever.
But you know, I mean, kind of like the Neville brothers. No, am I the only one? Well, fuck. Here we go.
I don't know. I've never really noticed them before because I've just been looking at that gigantic mole on Aaron's head.
Never even realized he was making
I knew he had some brothers, but I couldn't pick him out of the lineup.
That's the brother, right?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. There's, I mentioned Michael McDonald, but there's another one that kind of ranks right up there with me for work. Although it's not an artist. Although I guess you could put Peter Cetera in there solo, too, because Chicago just sucked.
Yeah,
Peter Cetera by himself was.
Yeah,
I don't care if he was with people or not. It was just horrible.
Ugh. Didn't he do one of the songs from Karate Kid?
Yes,
what was that one?
He did.
Yeah,
he did the Karate Kid song,
Glory and Love. That's right, good one.
Number two. It was Karate Kid 2.
Yeah,
and he looks weird, Peter Cetera. He looks like he's 7 years old, but he's, you know, in the body of an adult. He's a weird looking fella.
I really hated Blind Melon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looked like that dude on the back of that guy, or in the dude's stomach in Total Recall, where he opens up his chest and there's that little dude. What was his name? Kron?
His name was Kron. What the hell is Sav looking at? The guy that was on the back of that guy. What gay porn are you watching?
No, he was on his chest. He was the mutant dude.
I've seen that one, yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you guys don't, get that reference, come on.
Yeah, we get it. I'm just busting your balls. What about songs by artists that people mostly love? There are some songs out there by really popular bands that.
Oh, Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the problem with that song is they did it for that gay Tom Cruise movie. That was their first mistake.
Yeah.
What, Cocktail?
Cocktail. Okay.
Cocktail. The one that
the clue is
out,
in the title.
The one that stands out to me that just drives me up the wall, and I know it may be blasphemy, but the Rolling Stones song Shattered. I hate that goddamn song.
Huh? I don't mind it,
but I haven't done anything good since the 70s.
Right. Exactly.
No, they make an album every 2 years, but nobody's heard them.
And I'm not trying to steer this off topic, but I got to say, like, that song Start Me Up was, like, I didn't mind that song until they over-exploited it with those gay Microsoft commercials, and then it ruined it. Now I can't stand that song.
Well, this is the problem now as well, is, like, the only songs I really hear, because I don't know anything about any charts anymore.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. The ones I'm exposed to through, like, mobile phone ads and, you know, that kind of thing. And I hate all of them.
I got to tell you, occasionally on XM, they rebroadcast BBC One. And I got to tell you, British pop is some pretty fucked up shit.
What are you calling British pop, though? Because it might not be pop. It might be, like, you know, slightly under the radar.
I can't even remember but it's like a rebroadcast of BBC One. I figured BBC One was like the hit station for...
What, Radio One? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to that for 15 years.
I was like, my God.
That's the greatest thing about digital music, you know? I bet it's been years since I've listened to terrestrial radio. And so I don't hear as many songs and bands that anger me as I always grew up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, the other thing
no
is.
No matter how much airplay they get, I don't have to listen.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, tuned into our local hit station the other night, and it was just like getting blindsided by a freight train, man. I mean, I was like right in the little train zone. It was just like the most horrible thing. Like, I didn't even know what you couldn't even. I mean, I obviously it's what today's version of pop music is, but it was just nothing. I couldn't even describe to you the three songs.
You
want to
say nigger music,
like,
don't you?
No, it wasn't. That's the thing, though. It was like a little bit of R&B and a little bit of whitey
just
pop music,
it,
and with like a splash of shitty country, man. It was brutal.
What the hell was that?
Sounds like country.
It sounds like now every song by Kid Rock.
I'm confused.
Or Uncle Cracker. Yeah. Except it was being sung by some, you know, little faggot with a faux hawk.
Yeah.
And sucks.
I was pretty amazed that the hear-hears we got from SFJ when Time of Your Life by Green Day was mentioned.
Oh God, that's a fucking horrible song.
I hate it too, but I thought I was the only one because everybody I seemed to know likes it.
There was a band in the 90s I really called the Levelers, right? Like an acoustic bunch of hippie fuckers who drive around in a like VW camper van and, you know, made bonfires everywhere they played. When Green Day do their like acoustic slowdown stuff, they sound exactly like the Levelers, and the Levelers were the most boring band ever to exist.
You know, sort of the thing with Green Day, though, is it's not just it's the fact that the lead singer is such an inherent cocksucker. I mean, he's just he's just a douchebag, and that
he's another one, isn't he?
To
he looks about
that
seven,
led
and he's
to
50
also.
Now.
He's what?
He's got to be 50 years old now, isn't he?
I'd say, yeah, they. Dookie probably broke in 91 or so, and he wasn't a kid then.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. I think they debuted in the mid-90s or kind of early 90s. That's when they made it big.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they've been around for a while. The dude still looks like he's 12 years old, and he's a jerk-off. And they, you know, all the stupid, you know, hate Bush, 9/11 was a conspiracy or whatever bullcrap. And people just... You know, even if they, I mean, some of their songs aren't that horrible, but they're just, that lead singer is a horrible person. So, in my opinion, they just suck.
Yeah.
So,
I liked American Idiot. I thought that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You thought it was about Maker, didn't you?
There's a few people I've talked about.
Some probably on the line, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any modern, I use the term artist loosely, that you don't even have to know their whole catalog of work. You just know that you hate them. Like
that would be most things on the radio these days. I mean,
what was brought up with me was fucking Taylor Swift. My God.
Oh yeah.
I think I've heard maybe. I never heard one of her of one song.
I haven't heard any of her songs. I haven't heard any of her songs, and I hate her.
I heard it on TV on a commercial, and I was like, "Whoever this is, fucking sucks." And then I found out it was Taylor Swift, and I was like. God, no wonder Kanye came up on stage and scared the shit out of her.
Yeah, well
she's not bad
to
look at.
No, she's very hot.
I'm Googling her right now, and you'd toss her salad. I mean, you can talk all the shit you want. She looks good.
I think
she's,
now,
hot. She's hot, but we're not talking about how hot she is. She's
I am.
I think the good thing now is I don't.
Back in the day too.
I don't get exposed to any music. No. I don't really want to get exposed to unless it's like massive, you know, someone like Lady Gaga. You know, you can't avoid. And the thing about her is, I kind of like the idea that there's this big star out there, you know, wearing a telephone on her head and doing stupid shit because that's what they should do. But the problem is, the music is fucking awful. The music sounds like 90s Euro cheese.
It does.
Are you talking about that? That one? It's insane. I don't know how anyone listens to that and doesn't commit genocide. I mean, it's enraging.
What race would you be knocking off for that one?
That poker face just song was stuck inside my head for like a week straight.
I like that one.
I wanted to poke her face with my fist is what I wanted to do.
Shoot, you wanted to poke that big clit.
What about seasonal tunes?
Oh, they're pretty bad. I do like. I gotta admit, though, I kind of dig some Christmas music when.
You probably like Monster Mash too when Halloween rolls around, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. I gotta be honest. Hand to God, I have drunk off my ass, screamed at bands playing Halloween, Monster Mash. You know, when I knew it was a band that couldn't play it.
Were there many a year. Was there any kind of substance abuse involved?
Yeah.
I can't even believe you had to ask that question.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, I tend to suspend my hatred at Christmas time, though. You know? Everything gets a pass.
Normally,
because
I
normally I'm drunk for the whole entire time.
It shouldn't get a pass. That's a good point, Booze. It should not get a pass. No, nobody likes Alvin and the fucking Chipmunks singing It's Christmas Time and their little squeaky voices. Okay, I'm the worst
talking about that. Kind of mood,
I would rather hear that than
simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Now, that's an obnoxious song, though. That's just one of the really bad ones. But
I don't mind it.
I don't even know.
When the time rolls around, I don't mind that one.
You don't mind that.
Honestly, because it's Christmas, you know, you can't be angry at Christmas.
No. I can be angry at Paul McCartney for that goddamn song.
There's a lot more things
you're
to be angry
sticking up for him because he's a Beatle dude. You're biased. I mean, that song is just shit. Okay, just admit it.
I can have a go at him for the Frog Chorus. You know, I'm not going to support him all the way. I've got the Pipes of Peace
okay.
as well.
Frog Chorus. All right. I just wanted to make sure that there was no Beatle bias in there, you know, when you made that statement. That's all.
I hate fucking John Lennon. So
really?
There's no big bias. Yeah, I can't stand that fucking
dirty
glad
fucking
he's dead.
Happy, isn't he?
is that because he got married to the Jap bitch or just because you just don't like him?
Well, she might have been Japanese, but she had pretty big tits, you've got to admit that.
I didn't know that.
She got naked all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Google a picture of her with her clothes on. It's hard to find.
You can't fault her for that.
She had a big old bush, too. One of those big 70 fur muffs. Those damn muffros.
I have to give her a B+, really, overall, I guess.
What about songs that pretty much everybody agrees terrible?
The Final Countdown by Europe
is played
at every football game. And
what was the question again?
Everybody hates.
Songs that are universally accepted as being absolutely terrible, but that you kind of like.
Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Really? You kind of like.
Yeah.
But the ones that you kind of like.
Wait, I didn't say anything about Achy Breaky Heart then.
No. Okay.
You didn't hear that. Because
That's why you got to let me finish the question.
I think
you broke up a little because I'm on my NFL phone. I'm on my Super Bowl phone.
Yeah. I think maybe like nostalgia sometimes comes into this. Because there's a song from when I was 3 years old that won the Eurovision Song Contest, which will hint at how fucking awful it is. But still, when I hear it, I get a Proustian rush.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm 3 years old. And it's called Save Your Kisses for Me by the Brotherhood of Man.
With your cute little way, will you promise that you'll save your kisses for me? Save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. But I'll soon be back for more.
And I guess I'm going to have to find it on YouTube and put it into the me.
Oh,
but yeah, that's one that is awful. I know it's awful, but yet I kind of still like it.
Oh. That's sweet.
What about you, Pete? Yeah.
I don't think I like anything that most people hate. I can't think of one anyway.
Oh, yeah, because your musical taste is perfect.
No, for that matter, every song we've talked about that we all hate, I hated except for Culture Club. So, and I joked about liking Love Shack. I do like the B-52s overall, but I don't care for that song.
Sad.
What about you,
the
last guy? Go on,
I'm really struggling to think of one, and it's not happening. And believe me, I'm not playing the my musical taste is refined card because.
Well, I tell
you, just struggling to think of a song that he likes. That's all it is.
That's hard enough.
Exactly.
I didn't even think of this question until the last minute, and it's because the way I was doing research for this was just flipping around on the Decade station on satellite radio. And I got to the 80s station, and it was playing.
I'm a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's gotta be.
is one of those horrible, overproduced 80s, you know.
Till the end of the night.
That ballads. Wasn't it in Footloose? That was in Footloose.
Yeah. Is it the one I need
to hear? Do you know how I know that's in Footloose?
But here's the thing. When I heard, this is why I didn't turn it off, is because it made me smile. Because all I could think about when I was listening to this song is that this is the kind of song that Beans would crank up and rock to.
Okay, that's cool.
And Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, for sure.
He put on his Stonewash jeans. Yeah,
I just imagine Beans sitting there doing the whole, you know, making the fist and the...
Dude, he does that and They Built the City on Rock and Roll. I mean, come on.
I was like, well, I can't turn this off because it makes me think of Beans rocking out.
That was one of SWJ's best moments, was when Beans talked about how he went to a Bon Jovi concert. I mean, it awesome. Didn't get any better than that.
Oh, hate Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi was better than some things from that era. I remember. Do you remember Asia?
No. God.
The band Asia?
Overproduced 80s power ballads.
Yeah, it was like Emerson, Lake and Palmer band shoot off or something, I think. But God, they were awful.
Like Air Supply and REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
What about Toto? Remember Toto?
Yeah, they were Toto. In that group. Yeah,
they're right.
Africa was
the dude
a really
had
bad
a mustache, like, you know, that things could live in. And I bet he still got laid all the fucking time. That's how great the
Simmons
were.
Did. Yeah, I'm Googling Toto now. He does have a sweet stash.
Spooner mentioned that he hates Boys of Summer. I got to tell you, I like that tune.
I hate it. Hate it. Yeah,
I like that tune.
That's the Bryan Adams song, right?
No, you're thinking
Don
Henley. Summer of 69. No, this is the Don Henley.
Oh, Don Henley, right?
Yeah.
If we're talking Bryan Adams, though, what about that fucking Robin Hood song?
Oh, my God.
Do you know that song was like the number two most popular song? Like, they do those ratings or whatever, and based on how many singles it sold and the overall, you know, it went double platinum, the album and all that. That ended up being like the number two or three song of the whole.
I don't know it.
90s.
What?
It's not the Robin Hood song.
I swear to God, you know it. I
don't remember.
Terrible
Robin
film,
Hood.
Terrible no fucking song.
It.
Yeah, it must have been like 90 or something.
You
91,
could not have,
yeah, it was in 91. It was like 91 or something, and that's why. One of the best songs of the 90s. That just goes to show like how horrible the 90s was for music.
Sing me a bar of it.
No.
Everything I do it for you. It was
just
slow and boring. Yeah, go on, Sav.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Somebody just sing a fucking hum a bar then.
No,
hum.
Fuck you. The other one
I don't
was
know fucking, it, I swear to God.
What about the that trinity of suckage that was also included, Bryan Adams with Rod Stewart and Sting? What was that movie that one was from?
Oh. That was from The Three Musketeers. Oh, my God.
I think I've blanked that one out.
I'm going to have a seizure. I'm going to have a grand mal seizure right now.
I don't think I know that one. How did that one go, Dr. B?
Yeah, it was called All for One, and they did the All for One, like the Musketeers, and then they said All for Love.
Oh my God.
It doesn't even ring a bell.
All right,
swear to God,
Ben, you know what? You are a better man for it not ringing a bell. Trust me, you are better
off.
That's
two in a row, though. That just seems too weird.
you're lucky.
Talking about shittest, I mean, like, lyrics of all time. Did you have a song over there by a woman called Desiree called Life?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, and it went like
I don't know it.
Sounded like it was like from a Tampax commercial, you know? Like one of those where they're rollerblading and, you know, everything's great because they don't have to worry about
it. And they're rolling down the meadow.
Yeah. And it goes...
Tampax was there.
I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park and there's no one else around. I get the shivers. I don't want to see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. Watch the evening news. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Do, 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 do.
I don't want to see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast and watch the evening news. This got to number one in this fucking country. This piece of shit song. It's the worst lyric of all time.
Oh, man.
It could be alluding to something else, though.
That sounds pretty bad.
I don't think there's any subtext there, Dr. P. That is what she means.
She's scared. She wishes she was home eating toast and safe.
I didn't know this was going to be on a podcast.
My chick pointed out to me some really bad lyrics, too, from a... I guess it's a more recent band. I don't know them, but it's called LFO. It's called Summer Girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she.
Summer Girls. And they do a whole bunch of like.
That's a different song.
Oh.
That's a different song. No, this is a more recent one. But that one's bad too. This one, let me look up the lyrics here, right here. Here it is. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. That wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her.
I've heard that. Yeah, it's awful.
This is just a song of non sequiturs.
Yeah, that's basically it. And I think that we can blame Lennon for this as well. Because remember in Hey Jude, when there's that lyric, the movement you need is on your shoulder, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is completely nonsensical. It means nothing. And McCartney just had that there as a placeholder, you know, like he did with scrambled eggs yesterday. You know, but John Lennon said, no, man, that's fucking great. That's the best line in the song. You can't change that. So he didn't. And now people think that they can say, oh, I don't want to see a ghost. It's a sight I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. You know,
now because you can't make that jump to John Lennon. You may as well blame Vladimir Lennon.
Blaming him for that.
Oh, man. Well, We've just about run out of time. Is there any other songs you want to throw out there before we have to go?
Yeah, everybody do the dinosaur, or whatever that song is, and Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah,
Who Let the Dogs Out? I was giving a shout-out for a ballpark.
Waka, 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 woo.
The fucking 90s are terrible. God.
Hey, how about that Vanessa
Williams?
Was it
Everybody Walk the Dinosaur or Everybody Do the Dinosaur?
It was Walk.
You don't want to do it. That would be a totally different song.
You'd be dead. Yeah.
And then the Listerine song, the song from the Listerine commercial. Fuck that song.
Listerine.
What one's that?
Yeah, the Tarzan one.
Oh,
you know,
you're singing, but when I can't think of a song, I can't get a peep out of it.
I'm blissfully unaware of that picture.
I am too.
That one.
That's all it was the whole time. It was some Tarzan poser just doing his little, oh, yo.
I really have a special place of hatred for teen death songs, and there just seems to be so many of them, especially back in the 50s and 60s.
They're pretty dark for the time. You've got to remember that.
I do like that aspect about it, but they're just so cheesy.
Or like Tell Laura I Love Her and all that kind of.
Yeah, Teen Angel. It's just like, oh, God.
Dead Man's Curve.
The Lord took her away from me.
Yes.
Oh, God. I really hated Uptown Girl, especially. That made me one of my least favorite
songs. That is hate worthy.
Of all time. Yeah.
That drove me nuts.
There was a cover version of that as well. I think some boy band did a cover version of that in the late 90s over here. So imagine how terrible that was.
You know, any song that they like, I can't honestly, maybe there is one, but I can't think of a song that's been remade that I don't loathe. I mean, there's probably some out there, but right off the top of my head, they all suck worse than the song that already sucked originally.
So you're not a big fan of cover songs at all?
No, I'm talking about, well, not necessarily, well, yeah, I mean, from what I see on YouTube, they suck, but I'm talking about, like, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, you know, that song sucks, all those songs that Poison did.
Did somebody cover Achy Breaky?
Huh?
Did someone cover Achy Breaky Heart?
Sacrilege.
I didn't know.
Well, you know who can blame for all these fucking cover versions now? Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's behind most of the evil being perpetrated by music today.
There is,
and the thing is, like, everyone thinks that, well, in the music industry, he's got a lot of respect. Yeah, but he was
a producer. That motherfucker produced Barney. You know that?
That's
Teletubbies.
The least of his crimes.
It was Teletubbies. He was like the executive producer the gay one, for Teletubbies. Right?
But when you say producer, he's never produced a record in his fucking life. He doesn't do that. He's like an A&R man, basically.
That's about it.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I don't even think he did that.
He did the voice of the gay
Teletubbies. There actually is a suck-ass song that I think was actually made better by by somebody redoing it. Tears for Fears did a song called Mad World, which Gary Jules then did for the movie Donnie Darko, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and the best use of that was in I think it was the ad for Halo, wasn't it?
Actually, it was. Yeah, that's one of the better ones that I can think of, but Jesus.
Lyrically, before we end, I've got to throw it in the hat. Don't get more retarded than Abra, Abracadabra. I'm going to reach out and grab you. I swear, I could play that to someone who had never heard it, like a kid, and go, I heat up, and go, what's the next line? Can't cool down? I mean, there is less thought put in that than I put into wiping my ass.
Well, yeah, but what about the lyrics for the Joker, where it's got that weird lyric that no one knows? What is it? The Pompatus of Love.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain that's what he says, and I don't know what that means. He made that one up. But yeah, then he would have been on
terrible
industrial strength cocaine at the time. So well done. Well done
to
him.
God.
Hey, when it comes to lyrics, I want to save the best for last.
Okay.
And you know the song, Save the Best for Last, Vanessa Williams.
Oh.
Yeah, you know the one?
How dare you? I if I could reach through the phone, I'd kill you right now, Booze. Yeah. That was,
what's that? First dance
that
of your
the
wedding.
Theme song. That was like my senior year theme song. They picked that as like the song for my high school.
No wonder you fucking hate music then. That's all right. So.
That is serious.
Oh, yeah. I cannot believe it when they picked that. We were the worst.
Oh, those are really insipid lyrics. Oh my God.
Not only that, but inaccurate. And I'm a stickler for accuracy in my pop lyrics. Because it starts off, it goes. Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Give you that one.
All right.
It does happen. You know, North Pole, Mount Everest, whatever. And then the second line is. Sometimes the sun goes round. Sorry.
No, never.
If you have even a rudimentary grasp of astronomy, you will know that that is not the way it works. And that's where I have to say sorry.
Out of all Christians support that theory, FYI.
True. Good point.
Yeah, but that, you know, that
point Sav.
Creationists would tell you can literally do the dinosaur. But I don't agree with that
one
either.
That's true. You could have read one, yep.
And that will do it for this episode of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. For more fun and laughs, make sure you visit our message board at SweetFeatheryJesus.com. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Just look for SweetFeatheryJesus.com. We're also available on the Revere Radio Network. Please check revereradio.net for showtime listings. And you can email me, the host, Belasco, at SweetFeatheryJesus.com. Follow us on Twitter at sfj.com. That's sfjdotcom. And we're also on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/sweetfeatheryjesus. Thank you very much.
all for love.